Nobody's fault, everybody's fault. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
We will continue to bring all resources to bear until the well is tapped, the oil is cleaned up, and the claims are paid. That said, we are also actively exploring other methods to mitigate the spill's impact.
Oh, it's nobody's fault but mine.
Whose responsibility is the oil gusher in the Gulf? The companies who drilled the well, the companies who would sell the oil, or the thirsty consumers who can't do without the energy? Oil spills, sloppy consequences of an industrial world, or high crimes against the environment? Finding fault, making it stick. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, May 18th. Finding fault and making it stick. Yes, indeed. That is the challenge down in the Gulf. Celeste Headlee is back with us. Good morning, Celeste.
It's so good. I can't even find out who's at fault for most things that happen in my home, let alone the Gulf of Mexico.
Grant is not responsible for
it. He's an only child. Who else did it?
No.
Let's look at the oil in the Gulf, though. Sorting out that spill is a major test for President Obama.
The people of the Gulf Coast need our help, and they deserve nothing less than for us to stand up and do whatever is necessary to stop this spill, prevent further damage, and compensate all those who've been harmed already.
But the help is not coming fast enough for this Louisiana shrimper who's lost his livelihood.
Where's the whistleblowers? Where's the people ringing the bells? This is unbelievable. BP is at fault. We want corrective actions now.
But in Washington, the blame continues to spread. So too the oil itself. Around 20 tar balls have been found off Key West in Florida. They're being analyzed to see if they come from the Gulf spill. Meanwhile, in the Gulf, BP says the tube siphoning oil from the wellhead to a tanker might be able to capture about half of the leaking crude.
Joining us now is Robert McKee, a partner at Krupnik Campbell Law Firm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
So I, with all due respect, I mean, with shrimpers out there and with tourist businesses along the Gulf and any number of other, potentially aggrieved victims, is the Gulf now a plaintiff-rich environment for a lawyer like yourself?
Well, I prefer to think of it as an increasingly dangerous death zone of marine life that's going to have a lot of victims that need expertise to deal with the facts and to find the facts in order to make sure that complete responsibility is ascertained.
All right. Finding the facts, finding the fault, and trying to come up with compensation for what's going on in the Gulf. Robert McKee, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
It is primary day in Pennsylvania, Arkansas, and Kentucky. All eyes are on two veteran Senate Democrats. In Pennsylvania, polls show Senator Arlen Specter in a tight race with Joe Sestak. And in Arkansas, Senator Blanche Lincoln is facing a tough challenge from the Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. In Connecticut, a shakeup for Democrats in the Senate race. Our partner, the New York Times, reports that Attorney General Richard Blumenthal, who claimed to have fought in Vietnam, never actually served. That's thanks to at least five military deferments. In a 5-4 vote yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that teenagers cannot be locked up for life without the chance of parole unless they've killed someone.
In Afghanistan, 19 killed in a suicide car bomb attack in Kabul this morning. Five of those killed were Americans, according to police. Idaho missionary Laura Silsby is coming home today. She was the last of 10 Americans jailed in Haiti for trying to take a busload of children out of the country after the earthquake. And Greece is receiving the first part of a multi-billion-dollar international loan today. $25 billion from the EU and the International Monetary Fund will be transferred to that country. Asian markets are mixed. European indices up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 10,625. 1,136 is where the S&P begins, and the NASDAQ starts at 2,354. Coming up on the show, the responsibility for ADHD, could it be pesticides? We're going to talk about a new study in just a moment.
And we're going to get more on that argument in the Gulf over who's to blame and who's financially responsible as well. As you said, the lawyers could have a lot of plaintiffs down in the Gulf region.
People are looking for responsibility all over the country, whether it's ADHD, primaries, and the Gulf.
Yeah, who do you hold responsible? And then once they're responsible,
does finding fault ever work? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.